From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. Most people know having a job is the easiest way to make money to live life. But budgeting and managing that paycheck are not always a given. Money Smart Weeks are going on throughout the country in April to educate people and draw attention to the importance of personal finances. Money Smart Week gets underway this weekend in and around La Crosse, so we invited local Money Smart Week committee members into our studios to talk about the week's events. Jackie Urban is a member education officer with Ultra Credit Union, and Amanda Gasper is the financial literacy program coordinator for the It Makes Sense Money Management Center at UW La Crosse. They spoke with La Crosse County UW Extension Director Mary Meehan Strube.
We really just take any idea that comes to the table. And if there's people that are passionate and that want to share, you know, their knowledge and their information about finances, then we consider everyone, really. With our program, It Makes Sense, we have the the keynote speaker for Money Smart Week, which is Pete the Planner. His name is Peter Dunn. And so he's a comedian and a financial guru. And so when you mix those two things up together, it's very informational and very funny. And so our goal, I think, as a committee is just to make things interesting and educated, you know, educating and then also free, you know, as well, so that anyone in the population and the public can attend and not have to worry about, you know, paying any kind of admission fee or anything. So,
yeah, I think one of the things that we as a committee talked about for ourselves, for that matter, is that we love to be entertained, and we learn so much just from being entertained. And so, some of the things that are on our agenda this Money Smart Week is geared toward entertaining as well as learning financial literacy, you know, sometimes giving a little bit of a laugh or a giggle or a song. However, we remember those things better rather than just, you know, hearing someone talk about policy or what could be done, those kinds of things. So that was the approach we had tried.
The first Money Smart Week event in La Crosse is going to be on smart salary negotiation for women. What will attendees that learn when they attend that session?
Actually, that's going to be quite new for me as well, and I am attending. But really, I think it is just bringing awareness and even just teaching some of the some skills for young women just to be more confident in how they, you know, approach and negotiate in general, or even just learning to negotiate if that isn't something they even considered. So.
And I know you have a session on identity theft. Of course, identity theft's in the news, it seems like, almost every day. What helpful tips will be presented at the Your Identity, Your Life, and How to Defend It session?
That one, I'm not real familiar with the curriculum there, but I have done some education in the identity theft realm, and I think really just being aware of how we open ourselves up innocently. So that will be some of the things that will be covered, I believe, you know, with the media, multimedia that's used, the Facebooks of the world, things like that. So,
and that's one that's becoming more prevalent in the news as we look at it, is what happens with people that share things through social media. We used to always talk about dumpster divers and, you know, people maybe taking your credit card, but it's a whole different world out there now.
Yeah, and dumpster diving still does happen. So we try to educate students that are living in residence halls or close proximity to the roommates to be very careful about making sure their information is hidden away. But overall, America is just very susceptible to identity theft. We are the largest victims out there because of just the security that we have. We're on the old strip on our credit cards, so we haven't migrated to the, you know, the more secure, I don't know, coding on our information, where Europe is ahead of us in that. And so those are kind of the people that are attacking us in some way in the cyber world. So we're a little behind the times in that sense, so it's really good to know and learn how you can protect yourself with what we have anyway.
And I know we're not going to be able to cover all of the sessions that are being offered during Money Smart Week, but those two, the salary negotiations and identity theft, were key. Also, I noted you have one on teens and money. Is that for the teens themselves, for the parents of teens, or soon-to-be teens kind of thing?
That one's really fun to do. It's actually targeted right for the teens. So from 13 to 17 is our audience, and we do basic budgeting. One of the things that I get to help with is they actually learn how to read a paycheck and talk about taxes and what that exactly means. And we do, it's a fun presentation that happens, and they get prizes at the end too, so it's a lot of fun. They get excited and you get some participation that way. So it does really talk about the basic budgeting when you get that first job, and it's quite fun.
And I know that we have four institutions of higher education here in the La Crosse area. You have a session on saving for college. Is that mainly for the first-time person in college, or is it for possibly people who are returning, and what kinds of things will they learn?
I believe Western Tech is putting that one on, and it's for all stages. So if you're just starting out, even just investigating what kind of college or school you're looking to attend, or if you're right in the middle of it and you want to learn better ways to save and put your money towards tuition or paying interest as you go, I think all of it's key.
Estate planning always seems to come through every year as an area of interest. Do you see that there's continuation of need for that information, or is it just that because of the topic, it's of interest?
It has always come up, I think, and again, I think it's just people are really not sure which direction to go, so they're always reaching for that information. Well, what do I do with my things? I've always heard, people talking about, well, such and such, is having some health issues, so they're losing their farm or their, those kinds of things. So I think people are just really curious about getting the right answer. So it always seems to be a topic that's well attended.
This year, I think, is one of the first years that you're bringing in a kind of a featured speaker on poverty. You've brought, are planning to bring in Lawrence Berger, who's the Director of Research on Poverty from UW-Madison. And why was he invited to present?
I think he came to us referred by a person who actually attended his seminar in the past and just enjoyed him so much that we invited him. And he had a very well-attended seminar, she said. She learned a lot from him. So we asked him to come, and he was gracious enough to come. So he was referred very highly.
You're listening to Newsmakers on Wisconsin Public Radio La Crosse. I'm Mary Meehan Strube, and my guests today are Jackie Urban and Amanda Gasper, and we're talking about money, personal finances, and upcoming Money Smart Week activities in La Crosse. Money Smart Week aside, is there a lot of interest by people in their personal finances in the La Crosse area?
From a student perspective, yes. I think this generation coming up, they've seen their neighbors foreclose on houses. Maybe their parents have claimed bankruptcy or had to foreclose. So they're very conscious of money and things that have affected the economy and people in their lives, and so a lot of them are very curious to know what can I do right, and what can I do to have a positive credit score, or what things should I stay away from. So there is a desire to learn, at least that's what we're seeing with the students.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think what has happened in my own life, sometimes I'm what I call an unconscious incompetent. I don't know until I'm kind of faced with the situation, whether it be crashing my car and not knowing about gap insurance, or some of the other things like having full coverage on a car that's probably worth more than what I think it's worth and crashing it with just liability on it. And so again, just really not knowing and having these avenues to be able to reach out and ask the questions without feeling stupid, because we don't want to feel stupid not knowing, but we want to make sure we're getting the right answers to the questions as well. So I think most people are going, well, I'm going to ask somebody who might know what I need to know. And so I'm seeing people reaching out for, you know, credit score information and, you know, how to manage their checkbooks and things like that. So,
what's the biggest financial area of concern of the clientele that you work with? Or what is seems to be the biggest?
I would say for us, and that's part of what our center tries to do, is kind of break down just the social and cultural parts of every of what we experience here in America, and that's just affording a lifestyle that really isn't ours to afford. A lot of students, you know, have access to credit, and so they see things that their peers are doing, or they see things that other people have, and it's so easy for them to have them too, just by, you know, taking out a line of credit. So I think just breaking down, you know, your needs versus your wants, and some of just, I know it sounds so simple, but it's really not when you're living day to day, and you live by these mottos they have out now, like live for the moment and live for today, and today's your best day, don't worry about tomorrow. So we're so concerned about instant gratification in the moment, no one's really thinking about the future and what their present self is doing to their future self. So we just try to break down some of those barriers and open students' eyes in that way.
I think it's imperative that we try to get to the younger generation, the teens and the college students that are just on the precipice of their financial career. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times folks that are in the credit counseling world or in the budget counseling world are trying to help the people who have maybe made some mistakes or thought they made some mistakes, but they were making the decisions that they thought were right. I hear folks will say to me a lot of times, I just want to be able to breathe again. I'm so stressed out. I have so much debt, or I have, you know, too big a house, or those kinds of things. And so we're trying to do some collateral damage and try to make it as painless as possible of getting back on track.
What ways beyond Money Smart Week can someone get advice if they're a novice about personal finances here in the La Crosse area? Are there other resources that are available to them or resources that you're aware of?
If you're a student, definitely the three colleges have things to offer with their financial aid offices, or like us, the Money Management Center. Consumer counseling, credit services also take in and counsel free of charge, you know, just to map things out for people and have them take a look at what they may want to improve on or work on. Salvation Army is another one that helps do, you know, some kind of budgeting and money management.
There are lots of places that you can look. I guess I'm an information hound, so I always peruse the internet, and you want to be really careful perusing that because sometimes the information may not come from a reputable source. So if you're an information hound like I am, you know, hit the federal sites, the Federal Reserve, the Money Smart Week website. The DFI has, which is the Department of Financial Institutions, they always have some financial literacy there. They even go so far as to have a financial wellness checklist. So then you can kind of figure out, you know, what is it that I don't know, or what do I need to know, what is that? And then it can send you on an avenue that way. So I always reach out for the very reputable ones first. But as Amanda said, there's some local ones that just would love to help you, and so you don't have to go it alone.
Is there some simple advice or simple steps as you work with students and people that are looking for information about finances, that they can, the steps, things that they can do to take and improve their personal finances long term?
Well, our office, our motto is how you think is how you live. And I have that up on the wall. And I just really believe that how you go about life, what you, you know, believe, expect, and how you think is really how that plays out, and how you behave and how you handle your money. And so a lot of it is knowledge. And I think the question we ask students is, you know, what is the best way to live? And I think a lot of us know how we want to live, the things that we want to have and the things that we want to do, but is that really the best way? And so when you look at that question, I think it opens a lot of different avenues. So we really try to get to the head and the heart of the matter as well. And so I think because we're being very open and honest and really trying to portray, you know, that money is not a taboo. It's something that we need and we function and handle with in and out of our daily lives, moment by moment. So we have students coming in and just dropping down their books and their bags and their jacket and saying, that's it, I need help. I don't know what I'm doing. And I have so many bills and I can't pay it. And so we get so excited when that happens. And it's happened quite a bit now. And so we're just happy that they walk in, they throw everything down, and they come and sit with us. So we want everybody to know that, you know, finances, they don't have to be secretive, and that there is help out there.
Amanda, it makes sense. Money Management Center that's on the UWL campus is fairly new. What's the main purpose of the center?
The purpose of the center is it is a student service. So we are definitely here for the students. I hire students that are finance majors, accountants, and their passion is to help their peers learn and learn how to handle finances, money. And so that's really the main point of it is peers helping peers. And it's really neat to see that connection and how well attended and, you know, just the interest level of learning from your peer, because it's so motivating. They look at, you know, one of my mentors and they're like, wow, if they can do it, if they're paying for college by themselves, or they're working and you know, and they're managing this, and you know, I can do this myself. So it's just, you know, a great way to show that it can be done and there are ways to go about it.
Is the cost of their education, the college costs, is that a main concern?
I think a little. I think it becomes more of a concern the longer they are in school. A lot of freshmen that come in, they have their parents to help them fill out the paperwork, and they assume their parents are helping with the loans and the money and helping them afford college. But when they really get out on their own and start renting and making other, you know, very grown-up choices, they can find that they're in a pinch and that they really don't have as much as they thought they did, because there's only so much that financial aid will cover. So.
And I know that your program has won the Governor's Financial Literacy Award. I believe it's twice now, right?
Yes, yeah.
And what was the basis of the award selections?
I think it was, they saw what we were doing, some of the workshops and presentations, just the way we're reaching students, how we're making things fun and interesting, because finances can be very heady and boring. And so just making it a lively interaction that students can walk away and, like you said, feel good about is really empowering. So,
and I know in the past you've done some special things on campus during Money Smart Week. Like, I think you had it was like a cash jumping house. And you had the little golf cart that helped to escort people around,
yes,
creating an awareness. Do you have other activities going on this year during Money Smart Week?
Yeah, we always have our Price is Right style game night. And so it's a big game night where you can go to different booths, play different games, and buy raffle tickets with our It Makes Sense dollars. So some great prizes. And yes, our money machine is out at the clock tower, so you can step inside for 30 seconds and grab at whatever you can get. It's very tricky, so I wouldn't say a lot of people walk out with a fistful of money, but there's coupons and all kinds of other fun things in there. And then we have a cash cart, which is really just a golf cart with our logos on it. And we give students rides to class if they'll answer a financial literacy question, and they can walk away with a pair of sunglasses or something fun as well. So, yeah.
And those have been successful.
Yeah, they have. Yep.
When and students ask for them again.
Oh, yes, yes. And when they see us, they know exactly what they're going to get. They're like, yes, come here. We want to answer something because, you know, we think this is great and cool. So it's been really a blessing. We are not looked at as, oh my gosh, does it make sense? You know, it's really been well received, and they know that we're fun, we're out there to have fun, and we're out there to educate. So,
good. Jackie, you have experience in both the nonprofit as well as the for-profit world. working to help individuals and families manage their financial resources. Is there a difference in people's needs and how you work with them?
No, I think it's pretty across the board. We all suffer from ourselves, I guess. You know, we're trying to do the best we can, and I think we all, it's the same.
Do you find that you have many repeat customers?
You know, I think there are some folks that suffer a little more than others. I think, you know, they, you know, will experience a setback for whatever reason, some health issues or something like that, and I might see the same person twice or see them come back later. But that actually is a good thing for me because that tells me that I helped them in the past and that they just now come back for a little bit of advice maybe, or, you know, they knew exactly where to come to ask the question to get back on track again. So that I feel good about that. So I don't mind folks coming back to see me.
As you look at activities that are coming up during this next Money Smart Week, and as we think back a few years, we had the housing crisis, and that was the key issue. And now as we look to today, is it that people are looking for more money or trying to manage what they currently have or learning how to live within their means?
I think it's a combination of things. I'm a little bit of a crafter, so I've been seeing a lot of DIY things happening, or, you know, life hacks, how to, you know, recycle things, and that just totally excites me because I'm like, oh, I can use that again for something else, or I can refashion that into something else, or so, you know, I think more people are more conscious, not so much that they want more money, but they just want to be able to do what they need to do and maybe, again, just kind of do with what they have sometime.
Jackie Urban of Ultra Credit Union and Amanda Gasper of the UW La Crosse It Makes Sense Money Management Center. They were talking about Money Smart Week activities in and around the La Crosse area. La Crosse County UW Extension Director Mary Meehan Stroob was our moderator. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Maureen McCollum, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. If you missed part of today's show, you can find the audio archives at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find a link to Money Smart Week La Crosse events. Our site also has archives of other recent editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share your comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. And a reminder that for updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.